So we want you to leave this gathering with a very keen awareness that the emotion that you're most wanting to reach for, we call them all kinds of things, from despair and grief and fear into revenge and rage and anger, into frustration and overwhelmment, into pessimism, into hopefulness, into optimism, into believing, into knowing, into love, into joy. And there are so many other words that could be applied somewhere along that emotional scale. But there's only one word that is necessary for you to apply to your emotional state of being. This is the emotion that we want you to reach for all day, every day, no matter where you put your boat in. And it's the emotion of relief. When you feel despair or fear, they feel so much the same. And you reach for something that feels less awful, and you find revenge, you feel relief. People don't want to hear that, especially those who live with you. They liked you better when you were depressed. You were less trouble. But if you've ever been afraid or in despair, and you found the breath of fresh air that revenge gave you, you know you felt relief. Now, we're not encouraging you to stand there and beat the drum of revenge, because as the stream continues to move, revenge will be upstream soon. Isn't that an interesting thought? So you're in despair, you let go of the thought that's causing it, and the stream turns you, and now you feel relief. But if you don't keep turning to go with the flow, if you keep turning back, this stream is going to continue to ask you to turn and turn and turn and turn and turn. So when you turn from revenge into anger, you feel relief again. And when you turn from anger into frustration, you feel relief again. And when you turn from frustration into hoping, you feel relief again. You get the sense of this? So if you will let your intention be not to turn and paddle downstream, because you know what? When you've got something that you're trying to make happen and you don't know how to make it happen, and you get hold of those oars and you try to paddle downstream, you always turn and go upstream. People try to affect a healing, they always turn upstream. They try to make something better happen, they turn upstream. They say, I'm going to set a goal, they turn and go upstream. Because there's something in the attitude of trying that always makes you turn against the current. And there's something very different when you just let go. You call it surrendering. We don't call it giving up. We don't call it giving up on your desires. You can't. Your desires are eternal. You cannot become less than you have become. Do you know that? You can't live life which causes you to ask for more and then say, never mind. You can't do that. You can continue to amend your desire, but you continue to expand and your stream continues to go faster. And we love you very much, but you have no choice but to go with the flow if you are wanting to feel good. It's always so exhilarating to watch one of you croak, because when you croak, you let go of those oars and, oh, what a ride on the river that is. That immediate reemergence into pure positive energy and into the full becoming of what life has caused you to become. We're just here visiting with you because we think it would be great fun for you to catch up with who you are while you're still here in this physical body. Future generations will benefit by that which you are living. In other words, the contrast that you live, as you see the war and want it not, as you want well-being, as you see people hungry and you want them to be fed, as you live what's happening in your neighborhood or in your country or in your world or in your household, as you live it, you give constant birth to rockets of desire, and you and your life experience are in an eternal state of becoming. And here's the thing that most of you have not considered. That is the vibrational stance from which you are then born into this physical experience. Do you get that? That's why the babies that are being born are cable ready. That's why they understand the internet. That's why they get the new contraptions. They were born from the leading edge energy of all of that. They are resistance free. That's what the generation gap is about. It's not a generation gap. It's an energy gap. It's a resistance gap. And so the art of allowing really is about you figuring out how to keep up with you. And when you allow yourself to keep up with you, oh, what an exhilarating life it is.